hosts of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I saw you there, just standing there.
Happy.
I thought I was old.
And today's episode is, what game are you playing? Because guess what? You always win the game you're playing. Now, today, I have to tell you, call-in number is 800-313-9443. And visit me at healingwithdrdaniel.chatangle.com during our radio show. There's always a lively discussion going on. So if you tune in to or go to this website, healingwithdrdaniels.chattangle.com, then you can catch the lively conversation that's going on during the radio show. So, today's title is, what game are you playing? Now, this occurred to me because, as many of you know, this is an internet radio show, so I'm always thinking of ways to get more listeners and spread the word. And so, part of this is reading things about how to accomplish this. And so, one online guru says, well, you always win the game you're playing. If you're not getting the results that you want, you should change your game. I said, that's really interesting. But that can sound pretty abstract. So I'll give you a very concrete example. My daughter said to me, Mommy, I don't have any money. I said, well, how much are you earning on the job? So I'm working at a minimum wage job, and I never have any money. I said, well, why did you apply for a minimum wage job? And she said, well, Grandma told me to apply for a job at the mall. So, she is playing the please Grandma game, and she's winning at it. But unfortunately, she's losing at the pay my own bills game. And so, this is a similar thing in healthcare. So today, I'm going to look at the games people play with their health and who's winning, and how people can win the game they're playing and become one of the 860,000 Americans each year that's murdered by medicine by playing the game. So even though an individual may die of murder by medicine, they actually, in the course of dying, win the game that they're playing. In other words, they've maximized their score in the game they were playing. So we're going to look at what's the prize, who wins, and just kind of what the shakeout is. And so let's just talk about the big game, the game that you want to stay out of, which is, I call it the Dr. Kill Me Quick game. And this basically has many variations. We're going to talk about the variations today. But if you are playing any of these games, then you're essentially asking the doctor to kill you. And, of course, the doctor has been asked or directed to adhere to a standard of care. So between your request for murder and his obligation to provide a standard of care, it's a pretty successful game in that 860,000 Americans every year die. Now, 180,000 of these, that's a pretty big chunk, are Medicare patients who received care under the Medicare program, and their deaths are clearly admitted to by the Inspector General himself. The Inspector General for the Medicare systems as well. 180,000 Medicare recipients are dying every year because of care that Medicare makes available to them. And his remedy for that is to form a few committees, take a look at it, and, you know, report back eventually. So, in other words, murder by medicine is not a crime. No yellow tape, no CSI, no arrests, no trials. So, this is one that's going to be very, very silent. Should you die of murder by medicine, there will be no investigation. There will also be no recourse because chances are good that your doctor followed the standard of care. Which means that should you try to sue, it would be fruitless. So let's take a look at these murderous games that people play and see if we can't help you recognize if you might be playing one of them and extricate yourself. One murder me quickly game, or doctor kill me quick game, is the screening test game. And this game is the game you play whereby you insist that the doctor screen you for everything, because if there's anything wrong, you want to catch it early. And this is absolutely devastating. And this is the medical industry themselves saying that if an individual receives 13 screening tests, so you get 100 people, line up, give them 13 screening tests, 50% of them will get a false positive result. Now, these are major tests, like colonoscopy, mammogram, chest x-ray, pap smear, and so on. The therapies for these false diagnoses carry a death rate, a measurable death rate. People die of mastectomy, even if they don't have cancer. They die of what? Of the antibiotic-resistant disease they get during the cancer, during the hospital stay. They die of surgical complications. This is serious. They can die of anesthetic complications, surgical errors. So all of these are causes of death that ensue once a person has a positive, a false positive test. So 50% of all people, if they get their screening tests, ba-boom, 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 and they once they get it's that magic number of 13, half of all people will get a false positive. Now, how do you know that a false positive is a false positive? The only way you know a false positive is a false positive is the doctor sees a positive and says, you know, this looks suspicious. I think that I'm going to do another test, or we can say, I think I'm going to ignore this positive test, and then we're going to wait 6 months, a year, and repeat the test. That doctor is on very, very, very thin ice. Screening tests are actually a major, major moneymaker slash fundraiser for hospitals. And when you look at the case of breast cancer, 90% of women diagnosed with breast cancer are diagnosed with something called DCIS. That's ductal carcinoma in situ. And this is a breast cancer. They carry it with it is 0% mortality. Yep, you heard it, 0% mortality. This is shocking. Yet, we routinely get mastectomies and lumpectomies and radiation and chemotherapy for DCIS. So, playing the screening test game is a losing game. Even if you win, even if you have a true cancer, what do you get? Well, you get mutilation, pelvic surgery. You get torture. That will be chemotherapy or radiation. And you may even get, of course, a grand prize, which would be death. So that's a, those are some poor winnings. But let's see what everyone else has to win from this screening test. So if the screening test is positive, it's called a true positive, it's a good discussion, who wins? Well, doctor gets a paycheck, surgeon gets a paycheck, anesthesiologist gets a paycheck, hospital gets a major paycheck, and the insurance company gets their cut. And they can now, of course, raise premiums, and they can now say, see, we need higher premium. And so the screening test game is a definite definite fast track to murder by medicine, and is certainly part of the Dr. Kill Me Quick game. Now, what are people really trying to get? Why are they playing these games? What are they trying to accomplish? Most people, if you ask them, they say they're trying to feel better, They're saying they want more energy, they want to be free of pain, they want to be happy, they want to be stronger, better family relationships, a clear mind, clear skin. These are some things people say they want. Guess what? Playing the screening game will not get you any of those things. I mean, they even have something called chemo brain that clouds your mind and destroys it. And so it even makes you weaker. It makes you miserable, gives you pain, saps your energy, makes you...
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. I'd like to remind you, calling for questions is 800-313-9443, and we'll be taking questions at the top of the hour. And please join us at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com and join the lively discussion. Okay, so we're talking about the screening game. So we're talking about who wins the game. And so when the patient wins the screening game, the Catch My Disease early game, the patient suggests themselves just and achieves just the opposite of what most patients are trying to achieve in their life or through accessing healthcare. And so the screening game basically puts the individual into the Dr. Kill Me Quick game, where his prize is torture, mutilation, and ultimately an untimely death from, of course, medical complications. And this is what can happen to healthy people. And again, if you play the screening test game, you're 50% chance of getting 50% chances that you will actually be the victim of a false positive in after 13 screening tests. And they've determined it only takes 3 or 4 years to get that many screening tests under your belt. So this is really quite an efficient game in terms of financial transfer of wealth from you to the medical industrial complex. So what's another game that people play? Another game people play is the glucose number game. And this is a shocking game, and this has got to be worse than smoking heroin or whatever newfangled drug they might have out there that kills you quickly. The glucose number game is very interesting. Once upon a time, a long time ago, that would be 1970s, diabetes was defined as a blood sugar of over 135. So under 135, blood sugar might be elevated, but not worthy of medical intervention. And then fast forward to 2014, we now have any blood sugar over 100 is considered something worthy of medical attention and is considered pre-diabetes. And so many people are rushing to their doctor to get treated for pre-diabetes. This is like pre-pregnancy. It's like getting care for pre-pregnancy. In other words, you're not pregnant. And so it's tough to get pregnancy care when you're not pregnant. It's tough to have an improved outcome for your child if you're getting care when you're not pregnant. Now, so the glucose number game, what's wrong with the glucose number game? The problem with the glucose number game is it has been determined scientifically, this is by research done by, you know, drug companies and big organizations and teaching hospitals, folks who do research, folks who are totally in favor of, you know, the more diabetics the better, because every additional diabetic, man, they get to treat that diabetic and more revenue. And if you take a look at the money spent on diabetes each year divided by the number of diabetics, averagely a diabetic is going to spend about $7,000 per year for medical care and the rest of their life. And it may sound like much, but it adds up and every little bit helps. So what's the problem with playing the glucose numbers game? Well, one third of diabetics actually die of accidents and suicide. I said, that's interesting. Why would a diabetic have accidents and be suicidal? It's like so odd. Because I know a lot of diabetics. I'm a doctor, right? I was practicing medicine. I know a lot of diabetics. One thing I can say is they were not depressed. So why would a diabetic commit suicide and why would they have so many accidents? Then I read further, dug deeper. I said, well, what is a diabetic? What's an accident? Are they tripping and falling? Are they getting run over by cars? You know, are they having hunting accidents? No. They are giving them, self-administering doses of insulin that result in death. Those are the facts. Facts is, diabetic gave himself a shot. Fact is, blood sugar went too low. Fact is, the person died. Now, question, what's the story that surrounds that? Was that a homicide? Was that a suicide? Was that an accident? What really happened? So it's pretty clear that many diabetics are being told to control their blood sugar and get that blood sugar down to 100. And when you get that blood sugar down to 100, it's very easy to overshoot. And so a lot of diabetics take a nighttime insulin dose and they wake up dead. And this happens so much that they actually have a name for it. It's called dead-in-bed syndrome. Very interesting. Even Google that, dead-in-bed syndrome, and boom, it'll pop up, tell you all about diabetics dying in their bed. And what is the diagnosis when they die in their bed? Well, it could be two things. It could, well, actually, a few things. It could be suicide. They'll call it suicide. They'll call it an accident. The person accidentally overdosed. Or they'll call it a heart attack. How about that? A heart attack. And so what we have going on here then is we have diabetics dying of a complication of their drugs. These deaths have been reclassified as homicides, as suicides and accidents and heart attacks. And so what we really have is an explosive number of diabetics dying from their medication. And in some cities, Syracuse, New York, what I know of for sure, this is in the 90s, the number one reason for ambulances to come to a house, the number one reason to be called, is not a heart attack, but is for a diabetic being found unresponsive due to the diabetic's attempt to tightly control their insulin. Now, medical field that you've done studies, and they found, is people who use tight control actually die at a faster rate than people who are not tightly controlled. Very interesting. So, of course, the question is, this is still being debated, who's going to tell the patient? At what point do we tell the patients? Well, what are we going to say? Oh, my God. How can we tell the patients that they couldn't handle it? And so still, this has been years coming up. There's still the medical profession is trying to find a way to break the news to patients that the glucose number game is a deadly game, and it's one that's going to end them up in the morgue. Very, very interesting. So the glucose numbers game is one that, should you win it, the prize lies in a coffin. That's the glucose numbers game. So that's what you get when you win it. What else happens when you win the glucose numbers game? Well, you win the glucose numbers game. It's another easy game to win. Ask me a diabetic. They'll tell you to test your blood sugar three times a day at about $2 or even more each test. So people who sell glucose test strips definitely win this game. Who else wins this game? Well, your diabetologist or endocrinologist, they go by both names, they win this game. But even better, the hospital wins the game big time, and the ambulances win the game. I think if we didn't have diabetics in Syracuse, New York, attempting to control their blood sugar tightly, I think those ambulances would be like the Maytag man. They just wouldn't have much to do. So the blood glucose number game is a serious doctor kill me quick game. And so what should you do if you're diabetic? Lighten up. You know, control that blood sugar. You know, keep it down around maybe 135-ish. You know, set that, get yourself a new target. Get a new game. Not the glucose number. Get a new game. And so I can tell you, definitely, this is not medical advice. Anything you do is, of course, on you. We'll talk more about that after the commercial.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Give such delight.
And welcome back. So we're talking about the diabetes number game, the glucose normal number. Now, there's, of course, a double whammy here because as the ambulances are racing around town, picking up all these people who are unresponsive, ambulances don't have the strobe lights like fire trucks do, where they can turn the traffic signal from red to green and therefore pass safely. So there's a lot of actually accidents in ambulances where people are harmed and even die from the accident in the ambulance. So definitely, if you're going to play this game, if you're going to go to the hospital, better to go in a private car with someone who obeys the traffic signals. Usually what the medics will do is give you some glucagon to raise that blood sugar and bring you to. That is, of course, if there's still a heartbeat when they show up. But the glucose number is the way to go is to lighten up on that control. You know, shoot for that 135 number and go naturally. Definitely control your blood sugar naturally. No one has ever died from getting the blood sugar too low via changing their diet. And if you want more information or guidance, just check out vitalitycapsules.com and that's /discovery session. I think that's it. So check that out, vitalitycapsules.com. So that's the glucose number game. But it doesn't stop there. Well, let me tell you about the glucose number game a little bit more. How do you win this game? Well, it turns out that to win the glucose number in a game, you have to maintain your glucose control and obedience to your doctor for a period of 714 years in order to prevent one deadly event. I'm talking a heart attack here. And that's a long time. Most people aren't going to be able to live 714 years. In fact, in modern memory, last couple hundred years, don't recall that anyone has lived that long. It's really not documented in the medical literature. So to provide a therapy, diabetes therapy, that's of benefit after 714 years of use could be viewed as less than honest. So that's enough for the glucose numbers game. Again, the remedy to all these games is to play the feeling better game, the more energy game, the pain-free game, the happy, stronger, clear mind, clear skin game. That's a better game to play. What's another game that people play? Well, the blood pressure reading game. This is the doctor make my blood pressure normal. Now, this is an especially treacherous game because there's two blood pressure readings that are important. One is the highest blood pressure you have during a day, and two is the lowest blood pressure you have during the day. Yes. So if your lowest blood pressure of the day is normal, then taking medications will make it go to normal, will make you pass out, will reduce your cardiac output, and cause you to possibly die. So that's your lowest number. Now, then it's the highest number of the day. If the highest number of the day is very, very high, it's a possibility you might get a stroke. I say possibility, because it takes many years before something happens. So the blood pressure reading game goes something like this. You go to the doctor, doctor checks your blood pressure by the way of inspecting your cough, which might be your main complaint, and says, oh, your blood pressure is elevated. And you say, well, doctor, I do have a cold. And then, if this is the old times, which is 1980s, the doctor might recommend a medication, a cough medication, that will make your blood pressure go even higher. Or the doctor could say, you know what, you should come back in 2 weeks when your cold is done and we'll recheck this blood pressure. Okay, so here we are. We've now taken, this is the first move in the blood pressure game. And some people will cheat and they will check their blood pressure at home, finding it to be normal, go to the doctor's office, finding it to be elevated, and they'll have a diagnosis of white coat hypertension. What is white coat hypertension? White coat hypertension means that your subconscious knows the doctor is trying to murder you and is trying to alert you by abruptly raising your blood pressure when you're in the presence of the doctor and trying to send you a flight message to hurry up and run out of the office. But most people have been conditioned so that they ignore this message and instead say to the doctor, oh my gosh, I seem to have white coat hypertension. And the doctor says, well, you know, let's just check it again. And if it's still up, then we'll treat it. And the person playing the blood pressure reading game will say, of course. And then they'll say return, blood pressure will still be up. And the doctor might say, you know, to be on the safe side, let's go ahead and put you on some medication. Not a big dose, but just a dose of medication. And this really seems harmless enough. I mean, after all, it's a little bit of medication. But I'll tell you a story about a very prominent person in Syracuse, New York. Now, this person was African-American and a pillar of the community and starting a business which everyone had great hopes for, a corner store that sold vegetables, basically. And he and his wife were working in the store, and of course he had gone to see the doctor because he just got health insurance. He was so happy about that. He didn't go see me, but that's okay. And so the doctor put him on a small dose of blood pressure medicine. So he started feeling a little faint. And he, I guess, called his doctor. The doctor says, oh, don't worry. He continued to take the medication, and one day in the store, just fell over, boom, dead, and that was the end of that. And of course, he had borderline hypertension, mild hypertension, but he wanted to make sure he caught it early, treated it early, and that he would take care of it so it wouldn't be a problem. Well, he did take care of it, and it wasn't a problem, because after he dropped dead, of course, he had no problems. But this is the basic reward of the blood pressure screening game. And if you, let's say you survive it, another prize in the blood pressure screening game, if you're male, is impotence. That means no ability to get an erection. Why? Because the blood pressure is lowered and there is no pressure being supplied to non-vital organs. In fact, even vital organs are shortchanged. Now, the blood pressure crew, the doctors, have done research to determine the exact benefit of controlling and treating the blood pressure. And what they have found is if you treat your blood pressure, if the blood pressure is treated with medications, then the probability of death is not altered at all. Not at all. Yes, you will not die, or your chance to die of a heart attack will be less, but you will die likely of something else, as in this example of this individual. So, the blood pressure, control my blood pressure game, is a game that, for the patient, the prize is fatigue, tiredness, inability to perform your everyday tasks, and side effects, and ultimately, death. So, the blood pressure game is not one that the patient can reasonably win, but who does win? Well, obviously the drug companies win because the medication is prescribed. That's one winner. The insurance companies win because people often seek insurance so they can afford to play the blood pressure game. And of course the doctor wins because he gets paid for the visits. But he doesn't win that much because a lot of times the insurance companies will cut him out of a bit of what he was hoping to get. And of course the hospitals win because they get to treat the patients, and that's their job. Their job is to be a place where people, known as doctors, can prescribe dangerous drugs and people can be monitored. So that's the gist of the blood pressure treatment game, the Treat My Blood Pressure game. Again, if you win, the prize is often a Pyrrhic victory. In other words, the suffering and the torture is more than one can bear. So what's the probability of benefit? Well, the probability of benefit from hypertensive treatment is after 780 years of use, one individual will avoid a deadly event such as a deadly heart attack. So 780 years of use, that's a long time. And again, this is certainly a case of benefit in the hereafter. And again, not a wise game to play, not much to win here. There's really not much in it. The next game, which is a really exciting game, is the cholesterol numbers game. This is the Make My Cholesterol Number Normal. That's what this one is. It's Make My Cholesterol Numbers Normal. And the way this one goes, and this is an interesting one because the cholesterol numbers, the normal range, has been changing. It's been getting lower and lower and lower all the time, meaning that more and more people have cholesterols that fall in the high range. And this game is shocking.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity.
Give such delight.
Topic is, what game are you playing? So we're looking at the cholesterol game here. The cholesterol game is very, very interesting because the cholesterol reading keeps changing. And I became aware of the cholesterol game back in 1982, 83. And back then, a high cholesterol was 225, I think even as high as 250, depending. And now, this is 2014, the normal cholesterol has dropped to 200. And in the late 90s, the drug companies produced research showing that there's no such thing as a cholesterol too low. Fortunately, practical experience has determined that cholesterol is a J-shaped curve, and you can get cholesterol too low, at which point the death rate skyrockets. So, what is the actual impact? Oh, when you say impact, what's the benefit of the cholesterol game? What are we told is the benefit in terms of the person playing the cholesterol game? Well, the person playing the cholesterol game can win, of course, a normal number. This is a very exciting thing. And cholesterol has been marketed as a risk factor for heart disease. In other words, the cholesterol itself is not the disease, but having the cholesterol can lead to a disease. This is very interesting. And so then, what does it prevent? Lowering your cholesterol, this is your company's own words, lowering your cholesterol prevents a deadly heart attack. Of course, only 4% of heart attacks are deadly. And so, if you line up 100 individuals, they all have heart attacks, only 4 of them would die of those heart attacks. And so, taking cholesterol medications will prevent those heart attacks, the deadly heart attacks, but it'll only prevent one deadly heart attack for every 1,250 years of use. You got it, 1,250 years of use. This is a lower yield even than the blood test, I'm sorry, the blood pressure gain or the blood sugar gain. So for cholesterol, to win the cholesterol gain, to prevent one deadly heart attack, you need to take your cholesterol medications for 1,250 years. This is the drug company's own figures. And this is a pretty poor return. But should you play this game, also you have a 30% per year chance of side effects. We call it harm. And again, these are the drug company's own figures right there in the package insert. So 30% of people who take cholesterol drugs will get side effects each year of use. So at the end of 1,250 years, there would be easily a 100% harm rate and a very small, less than a tenth of 1% benefit rate, very small benefit rate. So, who wins this game? Well, if you're playing the cholesterol numbers game, then you will experience a fair amount of harm. It's a 30% per year harm rate. We're going to guess you have insurance. So that means that the drug company gets paid for the drugs. That means the laboratory test that does all these cholesterol blood tests gets paid. And of course, your doctor has pretty good chance of getting paid from your insurance company. And of course, your doctor has been instructed to follow the standard of care, which means he's going to keep doling out these cholesterol medications. Now, what else about these cholesterol medications? This 30% side effect. Let's take a look at those. If you look a little closer at those 30% side effects, 11% of people who take cholesterol medications every year, and these are the major ones, this is Lipitor, and you can check the package insert. I get my information actually not from the package insert on this one, but from the Physician's Desk Reference Special Edition on Side Effects, Indications, and Interactions. And they say that people who take Lipitor have an 11% chance of having a stroke. Is that true? And strokes, depending on who you listen to, are anywhere from 7% to 17% deadly. So literally, 1% of people who take cholesterol medications each year will die of a stroke. That's shocking. That's jaw-dropping, if you ask me. In other words, you're basically setting yourself up to be a victim of murder by medicine just by taking this drug. And this is a huge, huge exposure. Of course, you do have even more exposure with the diabetes drugs, especially with the insulin. But This is a pretty hefty exposure. So the cholesterol game, the make my cholesterol normal game, is a very dangerous game to play, and obviously will not get you feeling better, will not get you more energy or pain-free, even causes a muscle syndrome or pain throughout the body, will not make you happy or stronger, clear your mind, or give you better looking skin. So the cholesterol game, make my cholesterol number normal game, is one that will definitely make you a victim of murder by medicine. Now, the other game that people play is the clean bill of health game. This, to me, is shocking. To rely on a third party who stands to profit if you are sick and rely on them to give you a clean bill of health and tell you if you're healthy. This is the practice of going for an annual exam. I even know couples where one member of the couple will give the other member an annual exam visit with the doctor. That's their gift. This is an anniversary gift or a birthday gift. Okay, it's your birthday, you're 50 years old. I'm going to get you an appointment with the doctor to get a clean bill of health. Well, again, the doctor's doing his job. If he's following the standard of care, your chances of a clean bill of health are not great. And if you continue to get to seek this clean bill of health from this third party, and he's following the standard of care, you will pretty soon become the victim of a false positive. And this is something that, well, doctors do openly admit this in the medical literature, if you check, they do admit this. What they also admit, which I find shocking, is that having an annual exam, your annual exam every year, whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, doesn't matter, but getting an annual exam, yearly exam, does not improve your health, does not improve your life expectancy, does not improve your quality of life. Now, they don't say if it will worsen your quality of life. Don't do that test or didn't do that study. But that a annual exam absolutely does not improve your quality or length of life. I first became aware of this, believe it or not, in medical school, of all places. So teaching us how to do a complete physical exam, teaching us what things we should order at the annual exam, annual screening exam, and that as competent doctors adhering to the standard of care, we should insist that every single patient get an annual screening exam. And at the end of the hour, lectures in medical school are 1 hour, at the end of the hour, they said, and there's absolutely no evidence, there's no proof that doing an annual exam improves anyone's health outcome. Oh, you can imagine, as a 20-something-year-old listening to this, I'm like, well, why are we doing it? Why should we do it if it's not going to help anyone's health outcome? So I didn't really say. I mean, I just got the same vague answer I got for everything, which is, it's the standard of care, it's what we're doing, and there's more research ongoing, and when we find something better to do, why, we'll do that. So to me, this was very, very surprising, very shocking. And so if you're playing the annual exam game,
just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.